Tanan, we learned like this. Omar Rebbe Lezer says, Oma Yimisha, Shekona Liyatzmoy, Harayu Maifin Adareo. Rebbe Lezer says now, Mishnah, like the Svar is, that Madach, when a man marries his own wife, a regular Kedushin. So Lacha is, you'll have to be Mefer and Adarim. If you're only an Oros, only after Kedushin, you have to do it with the father. See, if so, Isha, hear your sister-in-law, after your brother died, Isha shehikna lo min ha-shamayim, that min ha-shamayim there's a mitzvah yibum, that she's attached to you, that you have to do something with her, is eina din shemefin adareo? Isn't it for sure a svara that the yavam has the right to be made for his sister-in-law's nadarim? Now, vi bishosu b'maymer, if you want to say what we're talking about now, we just answered, that in the case where there are two brothers, how do we know which one is the husband? Which one can make that for her? We said in the case where one of them made Maimer. If you want to come on to Maimer, if so, what does Rabbi Lezer say? It's min ha-shamayim. It's not min ha-shamayim. Maimer is something that you do yourself. That's a Maimer Kedushin. You are Mekadisha. For the Gemara of Ibish, also by Maimer. Konali Yatzmayhu. So, of course, it's called you made Kedushin. You married her now. So why does Rabbi Lezer say it's called min ha-shamayim, that it's a zika? It's not only the zika, it's called you made the maimer. So the Gemara answers, she'akona true, she'akona liyatzma, it's taka true, you made maimer, you were mekadisha, but ayidei shamayim. But it was only because there was a zika here. Lemaisa, she's your sister-in-law. Since she's your sister-in-law, she's an erva. Stam to be mekadisha sister-in-law, there's no kedushin, it's not tofas. The only reason why the Kedushin is tofas over here is because min ha-shamayim there's a mitzvah yibum. Since there's a mitzvah yibum, so she's zakik to you, so therefore we say if you go make Kedushin with her now, you could finish it off. But rather it has to do that there is a kinyan min ha-shamayim. So Ran says, Demak mehocha yav yagida gabei, because before you made the maimer, you were attached to her. Mishum zika, because there was zika. Therefore the maimer helps. But without the Zika, Maimon would not help. You can't go and marry your sister-in-law. She's an erva to you. So now that's Pshat and Rabbi Lezer. Now the Gemara says, if so, Tifshay to boy Rabba. The Chorav then for now, Mishnah, we should be Peshit, Rabba's question. The Wagas Rabba had a Shailah, Maimon le Beishamai. That that Beishamai says, when one of the brothers make Maimon, he's Koiner a Kinyan Gomer. It's like his wife. What does that mean? What type of a kinyan do you have? Erisin Oisa? Does Maimer here only make Erisin? Because Maimer is only a Maisi Kedushin. So just like your Mekadosh, your regular wife, it only makes Erisin, not Nisuyin. Here also by Yavam to a Yavam, and the same thing, where even though there's Zika, but when you make Maimer, this Kedushin, according to Vesham, it only makes Erisin. Oi, Nisuyin Oisa. Or else Rabbi was Mesupik, maybe it even goes so far to make Nisuyin. Like by Yavam, just like when you make the biya with her, it's nesuyin right away. So maybe according to Besham, if the old maimer is a kinyan, maybe it's called the kinyan gomer, that this maimer itself can make nesuyin. That was Rabbi Shaila. So Gemara is saying now, tifshat for now, Mishnah, we should bring up raya, should bring poshid to nesuyin oisa, that maimer according to Besham is called the complete kinyan. When one of the brothers make maimer to his yavama, he's kinda completely. Why? The Erisin Oisa, because if you want to say Maimer only makes a Kinyan of Kedushin, just Erisin, not Nisuyin, is so what Tanan, who learned in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah of this Perek, that Nara HaMarosa, when you have the girl that's only 12 years old, and she's a Marosa, she has a husband now, she has Kedushin, Halacha is, if she makes a Neder, or a Neder she has from before, that Oviha or Baila Mefrin Adareha, that you need two people to make that Farah. The husband can't do it by himself. He needs the father also. So the Havamin of the Gemara is now, when our Mishnah says that the Yavam could be Mefer, the Havamin there is, the Yavam is Mefer by himself. He makes that far by himself without the father at all. So the question is why? If you're telling me now, according to Rabbi Lezer, when you have two brothers, why could they make Hafara? Only because one of them made Maimer. So the one that made Maimer, he's the husband. But why could he be Mefer by himself? If Maimer only makes Kedushin, that's all. So when you Mekadish your wife, the husband can't be made for the Nedarim by himself. He has to come on to a father. So the Avamin is in our Mishnah, when it says that the Yavam could be made for Yofar, means by himself. How could he do it by himself without the father? It has to be that when you make Maimer, it's a Kinyan Gomer. It's like you have Nisuyin with them. It's like she's mamash 100% your wife with a Kinyan Nisuyin. Therefore, the Baal now, the Yovim, he can be made for completely. So here we have a Raya that Maimer is a complete Kinyan Nisuyin. Gemara says no. It could be Pshana Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah says. That Shemeris Yovim, it says Yofer, Blezoyma Yofer. You know what Yofer means? It could be maybe. Beshutfis could be my Yofer, Yofer Beshutfis could mean. No, it doesn't mean that he can be made for by himself. It means that he can be made for with the father. But true, it could be that the Maimer only makes Kedushin. That's all. And after Kedushin, you need the father. True. We're talking about in the Mishnah that the father is still alive. And therefore it's made for Beshutfis. This thing where it says, Tani Namiyochi. I'll bring you a proof like this also. Tani Namiyochi, the same thing. The Chur that only makes Kedushin and not Nisuyin. Tani Namiyochi ki Rabami. I'll bring you another proof to Rabami. At least according to Rabami's Teres, Rabami gave a Teres. We're talking about Maimer. What was Rabami's dear? You're in Shosabo Maimer. So what's the proof now? Tani Namiyochi. That Shemeris Yovim, says the case of Shemeris Yovim, her husband died. Bein Yovim Echad, Bein Shnei Yevamin. Whether they're two brothers alive or only one brother alive. Reb Lezer Vaymeh Yofer. Lezer says still, one of them could be Mefer. Reb Yeshua Vaymeh Liyecha Vloy Lishnayin. Reb Yeshua says, not like it says now, Mishnah, only if there's only one brother alive. Then we know for sure he has the Yezika. He's the one that will make the Yibum. Therefore he could be Mefer. But not in the case where there are two brothers alive. Then we say, ain't brave, we don't know which one of the two is going to make the Zika, so that neither of them is called the complete husband. We have Yakiva Roimer, no, Loi Liechav Loi Lishnayim. Because he holds ain't Zika, so the fact that their brother, even there's only one brother alive, this attachment that he has to do the Mrs. Yibum is not strong enough. It's not called like she, like you're his wife, you're the wife, you're the husband yet. Therefore, the Yavam cannot be made. On this, Omer Rebbe Lezer, Omar Yimisha, Shein Loi Chelek Bo, Ach Loi Tovel Rishusoi, Madach like your own wife, that you have nothing to do with her until you make Kedushin. Like before you married your wife, she's nothing to you, she's not related to you. You have nothing to do with her yet. Misha Bos Lerishusoi, Nigmar Loi, but once you make Kedushin with her, then she's considered yours, then you're the husband, then you could be Mefer. Is so Isha, she eshle chelik, achle tavle reshusai. Here are Shemeris Yavim, when your brother died. So as soon as your brother dies, his wife, right away, is considered attached to you. There's a mitzvah zikas yibum. You are attached to her, even before you do something. If so, mishabos reshusai, ena diksha tigmerloi. When you do something with her, isn't it for sure to say that you should be completely with her? Turan says what it means to say is an arusa. It's on Ayin Hey. Turan, the third line. Misha Bosla Rishusai. Haino Misha Kitcha. When you mekadesh your wife, vahaino lishna the Misha Bos the ilu nesuyim beloshin knisa. We're not talking about nesuyim. We're talking about stam kedushin. So when do you have shaychus to your wife? Only after you mekadesh her. Mashenkin here the yavam to the yavama. He has shaychus to her before he makes anything. Is nigmulah linyanah forest adarim. The Mefer Meshutfus Diab, isn't it for sure Svar over here that the Yavim now, when he does something, he could be Mefer. On this, so the Chura Tzuraya, what is the Yavim doing here? The Chura Tzuraya is that he made Maimer. Because if he didn't make Maimer, what's the solution that even before he did something, she's attached? So now when you did something, for sure she's in your Rishus. So Chura Tzuraya, according to Rebbe Lezer, we're talking about where he made Maimer. Then it applies very good. This kavuchaima like madach, a regular wife that you have no shaykhs to her before the kedushin. When you mekadesh her, you could be mefer with her father. So shemeris yavam. As soon as your sister-in-law, when your brother died, right away the sister-in-law is zokuk. There is a zika. She's attached to you even before you do anything. So now, as soon as you make a maimer, there's a svara to say the maimer should be carrying the kinyan kedushin that I call upon him. You could be mefer with the father. That's Rabbi Lezer's svara. On this, Omolo Rabbi Kiva answers back and says, no, Lo yimomata biyisha shakon hu liyatsmai. We own wife that you marry. Shekeshem shein lo chelek bo, kach ein lacherim chelek bo. Your own wife, true. Before you married her, you had nothing to do with her. But nobody else had to do with her either. She had no kinyonim at all to anybody. Therefore, when you marry her, you take her completely. Tiyama biyisha shikna lo minashamayim. Ma'ashekin here by shemeres yavim. Where the husband died, your brother died. As soon as he dies, the Shemeris Yavim she is zokuk to as many brothers are alive. So shekishem sheyesh leimo chelik kach yesh lacherim chelik bo. Like if there are two brothers alive, the same way she's a little bit attached to you, she's attached to your other brother also. So Bekiva says that's not called a husband at all. True, when you marry your wife, you had no kinyana before, but after the kedushin, you're the only husband. But over here, we hold Zika here. So when there are two brothers alive, shows he was attached to both of them. So therefore, neither of them is called the complete husband. That's what Akiva says, neither of them can be mefer. On this, the Gemara, like I said, now Mishnah, Amalar of Yeshua, Yeshua says back to Akiva, Tivarecha b'shnei yevamin. You're saying a very good svara when there are two brothers alive. Since there are two brothers alive now, she's zokuk leivim to both of them. So she's like attached to both of them, that's nothing. You can't see either one of them as the real husband. Therefore, there's no din hafara.
All right, turn over.
But the Bishuv Yeshua says to Akiva, though, the Recha b'shnei yevamin. But ma tomeshev ayavim echad. You didn't answer a good svara back, like to me, where I held if there's only one brother alive, he could be mefer. Like if there's only one brother alive, we have the chur dekal v'chayma. That you're better off now. Because beforehand, you had shaykhs to her. She's a shemeres yavam. As soon as your brother died, she's zokuk to you. And now, as soon as you do something, you make maima like, she should be called, you're the baal, you're the husband. So you should be able to be mefer. Or maloi, so the key answers back, klum chalatnu ayavam echad, v'al shnei yavamin. Is there any difference, klum chalatnu, whether it's one yavam, whether two yavamin? Whether they did make maimer or whether they did not make any maimer. Ukishad devorim kein nedarim. Like other things, is the same halacha of hilchos nedarim. In other words, that lamaisa we hold ain't zika, and therefore since we hold ain't zika, nothing doing. Lamaisa we hold ain't zika, nobody can make the you can't make that farah. The Ran says,
this is right there.
That says, Kishad devorim kein nedarim, mishad devorim atalamad, shein ayavim meifin nedareho, shere lishad devorim ena karusa. Like for other things, it's not called karusa. Even if the yavim made maimer, but it's still not considered his wife yet. Look, before us to come, the Gemara will soon explain. Is afla first nedarim kein, shein a karusosoi, the Kiv holds no yod ein zika, and Kozuman, the Yavam, did not make Yibam. He didn't live with her. It's not his wife. Even though he makes Maimer, it's not called his wife yet. Therefore, V'ein Meifer Nedarim. Afilu B'Shutfus. He cannot be Meifer, the Shemeris Yavam's Neder, even B'Shutfus with the father. That's the Kiva Svara. That writes as the old, like we had before, Ein Zika. So therefore, Kozuman, you don't make Yibam with her. She's not called your wife. You're not the husband. You can't be Meifer. And Beloshin Azir Omer Ben Azai. On this Beloshin, when Ben Azai heard this, he said, Chaval Alech, he said upon himself, like Chaval Alech Ben Azai, Shleishimashtas Rabbi Kiva. Like he said upon himself, he felt bad that he wasn't Mishamash Rabbi Kiva. Because he saw Rabbi Kiva's Svara as a very good Svara. He saw how great Rabbi Kiva was. He said upon himself, like Leivay, I wasn't Zoycha to be Mishamash Rabbi Kiva.